This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/BeHereNow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Be Here Now Network guest podcast. This series features talks from a myriad of modern spiritual teachers expanding on how we can all live a life in balance. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/guest.
Now, first, a little bit, we're going to practice objectless samatha. Just rest your mind as it is. Then there's awareness, which is doesn't have concept, but at the same time you can have thought, emotions allow to come and go. The awareness cannot change, cannot obscure by thought and emotions, even dullness, tiredness, dullness, agitation, anything. Awareness is like pristine water. Transparent, there's no front, behind, right and left, up and down. It's always here. It's totally calm, yet aware. Now, this objectless samatha is very easy. Why? Because you don't have to do anything. And I just sit there. That's it. And it just sit there, you know? You don't have to meditate. You don't have to create another state of mind. You don't have to visualize anything. You don't have to block thought and emotions. You don't have to follow thought and emotions. It's very easy. Normally, I am telling that it's easier than drinking water. I have water, you know, 1 glass cup of water here. In order to drink first, I have to take out what do you call?
Napkin.
Napkin? It's not a napkin. Fancy, I don't know. Nice. Take out this. And grab the glass. Bring close to my mouth. And open the lips. And drink water. And put it back. I think this glass is very useful, isn't it? I can give example for meditation. I can drink water, you know. And then this glass is very good. Okay, so you have to put it back. Then you have to put your hand same place as before. Lot of job, yeah? But, objectless Yamata, you don't have to do anything. Just like... That's it. Just sit there. Your mind's calm and clear. There's awareness. Innocent awareness, maybe sometimes I call innocent awareness. Maybe I will give you one example. When I was young, I received these teachings from my father, and normally my father give us a special example. And he used his mala, you know. I use glass. He used his mala. I'm a little bit joking, you know. You're not laughing, but I joke, you don't. my father has, what do you call? Emerald, the yellow, kind of yellow, and it's kind of like, come from tree.
Amber.
Yeah. Amber mala. Yellow, you know. It's bigger than this. And then my father said, some people, they ask him, how to rest my mind? Because I don't know how to rest. And my father said, okay, look at this. And he's, you know, turning mala around like this. And he said, this is our monkey mind. You know? Lot of thought, one following one after the other. And you lost into the thoughts. Bala, 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 you know. But my father didn't say bala bala bala. My father doesn't know English, okay. My father said, you can rest like this. Bala bala bala. Oh, what should I do? It's nice and not nice. I don't know. Yes, I lie. Yes, I don't lie. Oh no, I don't know. What should I do now? Like that. So, sure, try many times. But don't do like this, you know. Oh. Awareness, openness, no meditation, no distraction.
baby mind or child mind. Mm.
My father used to do that, you know. I still remember. So it's just like this. But you cannot rest too long. Automatically follow to thought and loss and forgot. Forgot yourself. You're not here anymore. Maybe go to past or future or downtown of the San Francisco eating hamburger. Or you think, oh, I'm going to order cheese from Papa John's, you know? And, you know Papa John's? Or maybe I should eat organic vegetable food, you know? Follow thought and loss. But if you don't follow thought, means if you're not lost into thoughts, okay. You allow their thoughts. They are passing through your awareness, isn't it? No problem. No problem. As long as if you do like this, yes sir, yes sir, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, it's good, all right, I don't know. Oh yeah. That's that, you're lost into thought. But just yes, hello, no problem. Hello, no problem. Okay. That's why this is very easy. And no problem at all, except one. There's one problem. Not big problem. Because why is not big? Because you already have. You don't have to search somewhere else. And you don't have to create. It's already have, you know. It's within you. But one problem is, should I tell you a problem? Better don't forget our problem. What do you think? Okay, to see problem? Agree? This is a big decision, you know. Think careful and make decision. Maybe I will do divination. Or flip up coin. I don't have coin. Okay, I will tell you. The problem is too easy. That's the problem. And too close with you. Too close to you. That's the problem. Why? Because of too easy, you don't believe. It's already with you. Even though you're within that state, you're not recognized. You don't believe. You might think meditation is something else. Some special. If I meditate today, who knows, tomorrow I can fly. Maybe go back to those hills and jump. Who knows, I can fly. But don't try to jump. It's a danger to broke your leg. That's why there's a lot of big expectation. Because just rest as it is so easy, so normal, so ordinary. That's why you don't believe. And too close. That's why you're not easy to see it. For example, there's a, what do you call it? Arts or painting here? Painting? What do you call?
Painting.
This is not paper. It's painting, isn't it? Pictures. Yeah, whatever is here, yeah. Whatever it is, If you bring close to your eyes, not easy to see, isn't it? So it's too close. That's the only problem. If you think this is too close, too easy, that's why there's a problem. And we have another method, meditation technique, which is difficult. So now I will teach you difficult meditation techniques. The easy part is gone. No, rough one. What is the difficult part of meditation technique? It is using object as support for meditation. Meditation with objects. Why? Because normally we cannot meditate a lot of objects for lost your mind into lot of objects, phenomena, crazy monkey mind, become crazy. Why? Because of so many things going on, so many phenomena. These phenomena are make crazy monkey mind crazy. The cause of crazy monkey mind. Mm-hmm. So these are the objects of your meditation. Okay, what are those phenomena? It's not many, only six. You know, if you think, why crazy monkey mind become crazy? You know, if you look for cause of the crazy monkey mind, sounds like many, isn't it? Bunch of them. But actually, not many. Only six. Okay, now if you wonder, what are those? What is the six causes. Six causes. What is cause? Cause for monkey mind become crazy. Okay, first is form and sound and smell and taste and sensation and monkey mind itself. Sometimes monkey mind makes crazy itself. Monkey become cause of crazy monkey become cause of crazy monkey. These are total six phenomena. Okay, first, form. For example, there's a flower here. How many of you like this flower? How many of you don't like this flower? How many of you so-so? Okay, this is pretty nice flower. Normally, when we look at the flower, 1 or 2 seconds later, we think, yes, nice flower, I like it, I love it, wonderful. You know, then flower is, as you think like that way, and look at again and again flower, flower become better and nicer and beautiful, you know. Very good flower. Or some people, when they look at the flower, I don't like this flower, you know. I hate this flower. Then flower become more and more uglier, not nice, you know. So next, if you see the flower, you might, I don't like that flower. That is second option. And some of you look at the flower, I don't know what's flower, you know. Oh, makes more confused. Or more like neutral, you know, a little bit. Who cares? That's why there's three things. Yes, I like. No, I don't like. Oh, I do not. I like, I don't like, I do not. These three things is always there. And because of these three things, these three perceptions with this flower, there's three flowers also. Good flower, bad flower, so-so flower. And these three flowers obscure real flower. You cannot see real flower directly. You cannot see fresh flower because of the these three flowers obscure real flower. That's why now, when we practice these six meditation techniques, which is cause of the crazy monkey mind, and we are using this cause of crazy monkey mind as object of meditation, then you can see phenomena fresh. You can have real direct connection. And at the same time, all the phenomena become support for your meditation, support for your inner well-being. Everything become cause of happiness. Everything become cause of make your mind calm and peaceful. You cannot find any obstacle for your meditation. There's no obstacles except one. But this I'm not going to tell you. Maybe tomorrow or something. Later I will tell you, not now. Except there's one obstacle. Other than that, you cannot find any obstacle for your meditation. That's why everything transformed. Transform into meditation, you can say. Or transform into object of meditation. Transform into happiness. Suffering transform into happiness. Maybe I will tell you my own story. Should I?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
When I was young, I had panic attacks. Actually, I wrote this in my book, The Joy of Living, and now my new book coming, Joyful Wisdom. I explain Joy of Living a little bit and Joyful Wisdom more detail. Okay, anyway, panic attack, panic disorder was a terrible. Strong fear, not only fear in your mind, there's physical sensation in your body. Cannot sleep well, get dizzy sometimes, like falling down, you know. When you go to the, when you go into the airplane, you are facing to turbulence. What do you call it? Turbulence, yeah? And then you have fear of strangers, fear of environment, many things. And then your heartbeat also become faster, tighten your neck behind, many things. And I was developed this panic when I was 7, 8 years. I think around 8 years old. And when I was 9 years old, I asked my father, there's a photo of my father there. Like this, you know? Huh? Like that. And, but I'm shy to ask my father directly. I ask my mother to ask my father, teach me meditation. And my father accept, you know. And I was learning meditation from my father, and he gave me meditation instruction, you know, step by step. I was very happy. But although I received these wonderful instructions, but I'm not really practice. Lazy boy. Who had very sincere, you know, I like the idea of meditation, but never practice. Then when I was 11 years old, I moved to India, the northern part of India, place called Shirabling, near Dharamsala, 2 hours from Dharamsala, by car, Bumpy Road. I think here is maybe half an hour, who knows. India, you know, Bumpy Road takes 2 hours. But Bumpy Road is good, you know, because you get massage also. In the West, you have massage chair, yeah? In the airport, you put some airport, you know, you put coin and massage chair. Similar like massage, free massage chair. And then you reach the destination also. So two benefit. Anyway, I've been traveling and there's a great teacher called Sergei Rinpoche. He's my second important teacher in my life. He was come from Tibet. Almost half of his life spent in the retreat. Very nice. He has prayer wheel here, mala here. His realization is very, very high. But look like he's sleeping all the time. I will tell you more story about this later, Sergei Rinpoche, if I not forgot. Then I asked Sergei Rinpoche to teach me meditation. He was so happy that because I was young, and even though I'm young, I interested in meditation. That's why he's very happy. And he gave me meditation techniques, and I told him about my panic issue. And he said, transform into meditation. One day, I was taking, you know, shower. Then there's one little water go into my ear. Then I cannot take out the water, you know, each time when I walk. doesn't make noise, and I try to do this. Water doesn't want to come out. And Sajid Rinpoche asked me, what are you doing? You know? Sajid Rinpoche is my teacher and also like my friend, you know. I can tell him all my experience and everything, you know. Then I told him, there's a little water go into my ear, I cannot take out. And he said, put more water. I said, what? You know. He said, try, it helps. Then I put more water here, yeah, do like this, and all the water come out. Mm-hmm. No more kududu kududu, you know. Now I was quite happy. Wow. And Sajid Rinpoche said, using water as antidote of water. Using water as antidote of remove water. And he told me that one story, which is in the Tibet, there was one very famous businessman. And he's making business in between eastern part of Tibet and center Tibet, you know. And they have to go through a lot of, desert and forest. And there's sometimes gangs, robots hiding inside the forest, you know. There are many people, and they come and they take everything away. So they have to hire a lot of bodyguards together with them. They have yaks, you know, many yaks. Hundreds of yaks, and with yaks there are many things, 500, 600 yaks, you know, and many people. Long queue. But then sometimes they met robbers and they have to hire a big bodyguard. And even though the bodyguard is very strong and very powerful, but they have to fight with gangs, you know, damage each other, you know, something like that. And one day this famous business, he thought, maybe I should contact to boss of the gang, and then maybe I ask them as become my bodyguard. Yeah. And he tried to contact the head of the gang and tried to deal, you know. You can be my bodyguard and I will pay you, and this way is good for you, good for me. Because good for you, you get job, and also you don't have damage. Because if I hire another very strong bodyguard, it's not good for you, both of us, you know. And good for me, I have saved, you know. And the robber gang agreed that and become his bodyguard. And then, since from that day, he don't have any problem for the journey, you know, because gangs have become his bodyguard, best bodyguard. And that's why Sajid Rinpoche said, normally we think this is we have to achieve and this is we have to avoid. We have to get rid of and we have to achieve this. If there's two things like this way, then there's always problem, struggle in between that. Then your meditation become like stock market. I went down. And your life become like stock market also. And your emotion also become like stock market. I went down. Yeah. These are the basis. Transform. Problem become solution. Suffering transform into happiness. Poison transform into medicine. Sajid Rinpoche told me, these things are wonderful, nice, but I'm lazy. I'm lazy but not busy. Nowadays, many people, they are busy and lazy together, you know, more problems. At that time, I was busy but not lazy. Oh, no. Lazy but not busy. Then, When I was 13 years old, there's a traditional 3-year retreat going to start in Shirabling, the same place near Dharamsala, 2 hours from Dharamsala. I thought, wow, I'm going to join 3-year retreat because Sajid Rinpoche is going to be the retreat master for 3 years. I'm so happy. Then I asked my father, as His Eminence Daishud Rinpoche, which is head of the monastery, Shirabling. It's very great enlightened being. And my father wrote a letter to offer His Eminence Daishud Rinpoche, and His Eminence Daishud Rinpoche accept me to join 3-year retreat. And I joined 3-year retreat. 3-year retreat is for 3 years, you know. Retreat. Morning, we wake up 3 p.m. and we sleep around 9:30. And every day we get together in this like hall, you know. 2 morning, 1.5 hours pray, and afternoon, 1.5 hour pray. But rest of the day, you practice your own. You have your own room. Everybody has one room, one single bed. You practice meditation, preliminary practice, main practice, and mantras, many things, 6 Narupa Yoga, Mahamudra, many things. The first year of the retreat, my panic got worse. Stronger. And then, it's very, very unhappy. I was very, very unhappy. Then one day I asked a question myself. I still have 2 more years. 2 more years to go. That's why, do you want to spend like this? 2 more years? Or do you really want to apply meditation technique, what I've been taught? You know, in the end, I make decision that I'm really going to apply my meditation technique with my panic. Then I sat in my room for 3 days, because sometimes I cannot join group prayers. Group prayer, you know. Everybody get together and then use a lot of music instrument, like drum, boom, boom. No, the afternoon prayer, we use a lot of music instrument. Morning prayer is nice, but afternoon prayer is noisy. And sometimes this noise drive me crazy, and I cannot finish my prayer, and the middle of prayer, I have to get out. I didn't join the group prayer, sat in my room for 3 days, using panic as object of meditation. I say hello to my panic, in Tibetan, not in English. And that time, I really understand that. Normally, there's two ways to make problem. Panic become bigger. First, you believe in the panic. You follow the panic. You say, yes, sir. Everything's fearful or terrible. Yes. Second, you don't like your panic. You think this is bad. I have panic. Fear or panic. Panic or panic. Sometimes fear or panic is more stronger than panic. So you try to get rid of panic. Hey, panic, get out. Then panic become your enemy. Sometimes panic become more louder, noisy, powerful. If you try to get rid of panic. But if you're listening panic, follow the panic, panic become your boss, bad boss. Yeah. But at that time, I just told my panic, hello, we can be together, no problem. Welcome, you know. We can have a cup of coffee, you know, maybe a little bit of wine also. Wine, coffee. No. Or Tibetan butter tea. We can be together, no problem. Say hello and use my panic as friend of meditation. How to do that, I will teach you later. Maybe next year. No. Maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow, you know, don't worry. After 3 days later, my panic was gone. Totally gone. And since from that, I don't have panic again. So I'm really happy that I had that panic attack, the panic disorder. That's why I learned a lot, and I'm still grateful that I had that panic. And panic is my teacher. Inner teacher, maybe. And this is why not only with the panic, you can use any other emotion as support for your meditation. Any other phenomena, any other emotion, I will tell you more detail later. Okay, this is why the main important point here is not rejecting any phenomena, not try to block, not try to run away, but not follow. Just let them appear and use as support for your meditation.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.